With your connection to agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. Steve Van Lannen with American Foods Group was on the PDPW Dairy Signal talking about the beef processing outlook. He shared the cattle cycle history.
But as we can see, you know, we saw some expansion in the 90s. 96 was our largest beef cow herd. We saw a steady decline into, you know, 2002. 2003, as most of us will remember, the cow that stole Christmas, we had a blip there that probably caused a short expansion just because we held back some slaughter, right, with the uncertainty in the export markets in that 2003-2004 timeframe. And then we ran into, you know, 2007-2008. That was really the economy, right? We saw extreme high prices. We saw the real estate market implode. And that started the contraction in 2007 and 8. And then we had multiple droughts in different parts of the country. We had the Texas Southwest drought in the middle of, you know, 2008, 9, 10, 11. And then we saw drought in the High Plains. So that continued to a low point of 2014, when we finally started to see some better weather conditions. And we saw a really big expansion throughout 2014 to early 2021. And again, because growing conditions were such that we could expand the herd. One thing to keep in mind is these are head counts. The beef industry, just like the dairy industry, has become very efficient beef producers. So this graph is just the head counts and show the cycle, but beef production in pounds would not look the same as this, because, you know, heavier calves, better birth rates, and certainly with the dairy industry's influence as well, there's more beef production. But now we've seen the contraction that's really leading to this low cattle herd, and it's been drought driven as well.
And that's your connection to agriculture. Thanks for listening. I'm Joanna Guza.